Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio.
You don't like being assigned a persona?
I'm simply me.
Okay. Well, welcome to Movie Crush.
Thanks. So happy to be here.
That's a perfect way to open this show.
Removed off of our deck, off the comfort of our breezy deck, to our dank basement.
It is a bit dank.
It's a little dank, yeah. It's underground. There's zero finished basements that don't still feel a little like a basement.
A little murderous.
No, this isn't murderous.
A little
it's
dank.
Cavernous. It's wine cavey to me.
Ooh,
it's,
well, then you should be super excited.
I didn't say I was bummed.
Because you love yourself a wine cave.
I do. I also love myself a breezy deck. So, you know, I've had the best of both worlds within. Well,
the good news is, with this door shut, it doesn't smell quite as much as cat piss.
We don't really need to talk about that. I'm like severely bummed about that. We have two high maintenance cats.
How many litter boxes?
Four.
And one still pees on the goddamn couch.
I can't talk about this. This is like harshing my buzz in a big way.
All right, everybody. Here's what we decided to do. We decided to do just a little quick special, probably about 20 minutes.
I didn't even know what I'm doing here.
So I know.
I'm here at your beck and call.
Because
I'm your beck and call girl until you're done with me.
Hey, I'll be here all night.
Oh, some pretty woman.
So what happened is I looked on the Movie Crushers page, everybody, and Joe Kimber. You killed it because I don't think you, you may have created this, but it looks like you shared something that was just kind of fun, which is choose your quarantine house. And it had six houses.
Yes.
With five celebrities in each.
I'm so into all of this.
And it's a really think piece.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
I love it.
I gave you a laptop because I didn't know who a couple of these people were.
And I'm currently looking at Toto Washlet. Whatever, pray tell, that is.
Stuff you should know, fans will understand that.
Okay.
Because Josh recommended that as the bidet of choice.
Well, apparently that might be coming to a home near me sometime soon.
Well, to a butthole near you.
You always have to take it there. He's so base, everyone, really.
So here's how it works. There are six houses, and I didn't mess with these at all. I was going to construct my own. But then too much thought goes into that, and I know you and who you wouldn't want to be with. I thought it was kind of perfect as is. I think I know which house you'd want to be in.
Ooh.
But I think we should go through these houses and just discuss, debate.
Delighted. Here's the thing. I don't even know what you're talking about exactly.
Quarantine house. So
okay, yeah.
You're stuck in a house
right.
for this stupid, new, awful.
Normal.
Normal that we're living. And there are five celebrities there and you. I'm okay. Not there. It's just you and these five people.
Okay. Oh, so
which
it's not,
house would you want to be in?
So it's not, I'm not picking the actual architectural house.
This is not one
That's
of your.
That's how you got me down here, just by the way.
What?
Yeah.
You thought said, it was like an Emily, an architecture game?
Yes.
Because you're a design freak?
Yes. I thought I was picking the atmosphere in which I would be spending
days. It's these are the five people that you have to live with okay. in quarantine.
Fair enough.
Okay. I thought you were hip to that.
You primed me, but I just heard house.
Did I prime the pump?
I don't know what that means.
Good answer. Yeah. All right. So I don't think you should pick out yet. Just sort of keep these in mind. We'll go over them again, and we'll just discuss the various peoples in these houses.
Can I have a bit, like, is there like a mid-century modern with Jennifer Aniston?
Hey, or make it whatever the fuck house you want. The house is whatever style that you want. It can be your dream house. Okay. The point is not the house.
I know, but you, I'm like, I feel like you.
It's not the MASH game. It's not like you live in a treehouse with this people and then a mansion with these people.
Look, I get it. I'm a thinking person, but you did get me down here with the promise of talking about houses, and now you've changed
the rules. Is it false pretense?
A little bit.
All right.
So I'm just saying, I wouldn't mind having a house, and I might need a couple houses to pick from if I'm in between celebrity crews, but go ahead. Let's just
All right.
move forward.
All right. House number one. It is a beautiful house.
just stop. You've ruined it. You've ruined that part. My keep, dreams are dead. So.
And keep in mind, you get, I'm going to go ahead and make the rule, excuse me, you get no animals. It's not like you get your, I don't know if you know of any of these people's animals, but let's say no one can bring their animals.
Okay.
All right. House number one, you're in a house with Justin Bieber.
Oh God. That alone might disqualify this. Who else is in this house?
Will Ferrell.
I don't know if he can offset Justin Bieber. By the way, I signed the petition to have him, what's it called, when you get removed from your country?
You had Justin Bieber, like, deported. Annexed or whatever?
Deported. Yes. I signed that a couple years ago. I was just like, this seems like a good use of my 30 seconds.
You're and like, hey, listen, people.
Signature power.
I've signed two petitions in my life.
That fucking kid, man. Yeah, seriously. No, I've signed petitions all the time, but go ahead.
All right, Biebs, Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Fun guy.
Yeah.
Seems nice.
Yeah.
Because you got to think about IRL.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Like, how am I going to spend my time?
Exactly.
And I might actually be able to help Justin Bieber not be so Justin Bieber. I'm not a believer.
You're a non-believer.
I'm a non-believer.
Kylie Jenner. I don't know which one that
this
is.
This house is looking not good to me.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. She is a self-made billionaire, which is...
Oh, billionaire?
I respect. She's like 22 or 23. And granted, she comes
from... A 22-year-old
from,
billionaire? I don't think so.
No.
Multi-millionaire.
No, billionaire, babe.
Like, what the fuck does she do?
There's like cosmetics and shit.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The girl is like...
I know nothing about the Jenners.
Okay. I have a People.com and an Us Magazine.com sure. habit, so I know
Yeah, it's
more.
Not like you're watching their reality TV
no,
show.
No, God, no. God,
you know more than
no.
you should.
I hate reality television, but I do read these. This is my... Dirty secret. This is my...
No, you've always been your little people.com headline lady.
I read this shit. So I know more about the Kardashian people than I really would like to admit, but...
These are the complexities that make me love
you. This is me. It's fine. It's complicated.
You're also an unbelievable snob about all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm a shit. Yeah.
But you'll trash out.
Yeah.
In the right way.
Well, in my way.
Yes.
So it's right for me.
Yes.
Yes. You can all make your own judgments about me. Just keep them to yourself, please. So Kylie Jenner is the youngest one.
Uh-huh.
If you look at her, Google her when she's like 14 or 16, she's had more plastic surgery than women triple her age.
Oh, really?
She looks like a completely different human being.
Really?
Yes. Okay. And has made, but she is a billionaire okay. from these Kylie Cosmetics. She is like such an influencer.
I didn't know that she was had a legit business. I kind of legit. Wrongly thought all of the Jenners were just sort of famous for being famous.
They all have these kind of legit businesses, but like hers is, she's really killed it. She's
good
done
for her,
the right combination of things. So sure. like, I support that.
All right.
And she seems the least trashy of all of them, if we're being honest.
So next is Dr. Phil.
Oh, God, I hate this house.
Yeah,
I, like,
it's
I
the worst
this
house.
This is the worst house.
It is. And some good redemption here, Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling hates this house.
No.
I'm going to come get Mindy Kaling and take her to the house where I end up.
I replied
you,
to this.
Mindy.
And thank you again to Joe Kimber for posting this. And Joe Kimber, well, I don't even know how many comments, or a bunch of comments if people were into it. But I said which houses I would want to be in. I picked two. And I said, and I just want to say I feel really bad for Will Ferrell and Mindy Kaling. Because that house is shit.
I was thinking Will Smith. You said Will Ferrell.
Yes. Two oh. different people.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm super.
No
I'm
Will
super,
Ferrell would be great. Will Smith is a bit of a bore, I think.
Yes. But and
it's like, let's sit around and listen to him talk about himself.
No, I know. In my mind, Will Ferrell and Justin Bieber and, you know, whatever. Okay. So now I'm like, now I have to rescue Will Ferrell and Mindy Kaling.
And Mindy
although
Kaling.
If I have to pick the two of them.
You're
going to
say Mindy Kaling.
I'm going Mindy.
Yeah, of course. Will Ferrell can take care of himself.
I cannot live at this house for, I can't even visit this
okay,
house.
Okay. House number two. Reese Witherspoon.
I might live here.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay. Yes.
So you've got Reese for wine and good conversation.
Yeah.
You got Lin-Manuel bringing his talents.
Has everyone seen that John Krasinski thing?
I posted it and it went on fire. So
I've watched that.
It's so sweet. Did you watch it again?
I watched it and I called Ruby in away from whatever TV she was watching at the time, which I think was PJ Masks. And I was like, this is really good. And like people started popping on and she was a little bit, she's watching because it's television and she will watch anything on a screen.
Sure.
But she was like, and I said, okay, it's about to get good. Like when everyone was coming in, uh-huh. she waited till way further down. She goes, has it gotten good yet? And I was like, I'm so mad right now.
So the Hamilton didn't grab her?
It did, but I don't know. Like,
yeah.
whatever she thought I was bringing to the table
sure.
did not show up.
Yeah. Ruby wouldn't want to be in yeah. our house.
No. Ruby might have to be in a different
like,
house.
Who else is in the house?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So Reese Witherspoon, Lin-Manuel Miranda. This is where it gets a little rough for you, but where I was okay with it, because we have a little bit of a disagreement here. A little lady named Miley Cyrus.
I can't do Miley Cyrus. Why doesn't she go into the Justin Bieber house? Like, if I switch her and Minnie Kaling.
That's not how the game works. This is not a swap meet.
There are going to have to be two other really strong candidates, because I can...
All right.
I feel
well. See the next
about
one though.
Miley Cyrus, like I do about Tom Cruise. Like I hate her face. I can barely.
I can't
stand
explain
her.
Why I don't mind her. And you know, I don't think I'm not some big fan, but like I've seen her in interviews where she's grown up. Not you know when she was just like sticking her tongue out every 2 seconds in a photo. But I've seen her in a couple of things. Maybe SNL was one of them. Where I was kind of like, all right, Miley Cyrus is not that bad. I can handle her. I think she's got a good sense of humor. I bet she's pretty fucking fun in a house. I don't think she's as, like, I don't think she's, like, having a Jenner around, for Christ's sake.
I'd take Kylie Jenner over Miley Cyrus, but keep
going. Okay, all right. We'll see the next one. I could totally handle and be into having some good conversations with, but I know what your reaction's going to be. Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, God.
I thought your reaction was going to be, kill me, please.
No, because, you know, at one point I was a big Quentin Tarantino fan, but the talking,
I know.
The verbosity is that yeah. like verbose, verbosity.
No, that's right. I think you and Reese would have to steal away to your own little quiet corner of the
Who
house.
Who was after her?
Lin-Manuel Miranda, Miley Cyrus, Quentin Tarantino, and Chrissy Teigen is the last entry.
She's hilarious.
She is pretty funny.
Yeah, she's hilarious. I don't know hilarious enough to balance out. He's created some complex group dynamics.
Here. I know. And I will say that Chrissy Teigen had my favorite tweet about the, you know, our governor here in Georgia, who we did not vote for or count as our governor.
Or support.
Very got national news for very stupidly saying about, oh, I don't know, 8 days ago, six days ago, that he just found out that coronavirus had asymptomatic spread. And Chrissy Teigen's tweet was, I am very dumb, and I knew this was true.
I can't really comment on that.
I know nothing about her except hearing her occasional yeah. tweets, and I'm not even on Twitter, but she just seems like she's kind of fun and funny.
I will say she's somebody who gets into the drama but manages to make it not dramatic.
Uh-huh.
And for that, like, I like her. I kind of prefer people that don't deal in the drama.
That's
but
a pretty good house.
She manages to do it in a way. Miley Cyrus is a huge deal breaker, and Quentin Tarantino, I'm trying to picture myself trapped in corners trying to get away from
I don't see you
talking.
In a house with him going well.
But Reese Witherspoon, man. All right, keep going.
I'm going to go and say this is one of my two houses.
Okay.
I was way down. Reese, Lin-Manuel, Miley Cyrus seems cool enough.
Yeah, Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen's fun, and Quentin and I could totally jam on movies, and I could totally walk back all the times that I've said that he needs an editor.
And you could never, ever get a word in edgewise. So, but you're pretty good at letting people talk at you and pretend that you're
This house has
I'm
some promise.
So.
All right, house three, David Blaine. Mm-hmm. I really like the variance of the people here.
He's the magician guy, right?
Yeah.
I like some magic.
You do like magic.
I like magic.
He's the one, he dated Fiona Apple, so.
Okay, she's cool.
And he seems kind of fun on a personal level. And has a good sense of humor, I think. But he's a little self-serious. But that might also just be
the magician thing.
Yeah, the persona.
I would need to know a little bit more about him. But he's not a deal breaker because I don't know enough.
But he doesn't seem boorish to me. Right. And that's really what you don't want. And remember, this is quarantine.
No, I know. That Quentin Tarantino just made me jump off the fifth floor balcony.
Quarantino. No good. So next was my big deal breaker for this house. 100% Kanye.
Ooh.
I could not. And you know what? Which is funny because Kanye's become Kanye. And I'm not saying, ooh, back in the day. But when his first album came out, College Dropout came out, I fucking loved it. It was amazing. And that was sort of pre all the persona.
Yeah.
And it was really fucking good. And now I couldn't live in the house with that guy.
I'm fairly interested to witness narcissism happening and mental illness, to be honest, on like
more so than living with me.
Well, that's a whole other. You're different than Kanye.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here for you, babe. I can't really like talk about you right now though, because I'm talking about Kanye.
Okay.
So
keep it to Jeezy.
Yeah, exactly. So
Yeezy or is it Jeezy?
Spelled with a Y, could be J. Know. I don't know. These things are not important to me. It'd be interesting to see this on an up close and personal level.
No, for real. Like, if you
like,
really
being
get
written about, like, I need exactly. to see this guy operating on like over a period of like 12 hours. Cause
how about the, like 2 months?
Well, that
12 hours a day
might get into jump off a cliff territory, but I'm curious about him.
Maybe Kanye gets real.
I think he's massively full of shit, but also, I don't know. It's interesting. He's like, he's a cult leader. Like, those people are really interesting.
There's a crazy genius to him.
Yes, of course. But he is. He's totally like, he incites prophets and things. I'm interested in that personality.
Yeah.
That's more doable than Bieber or Cyrus or Tarantino.
There's a lot of music going on in this house, which could be interesting.
That interests me a lot.
Like, house one had Bieber as your only musical outlet.
Kill me.
And house number two had Lin-Manuel and Miley.
Yes, no.
He might could cool her up a bit.
Keep going.
So next is Billie Eilish, who I know nothing about. She's super talented and seems cool, but she might be a little moody.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I've
you
seen
think she's not hiding in the bedroom
with her. I think
is she
she's
cool?
A pretty cool cat.
No, I
yeah.
do too. But
she's young, but like she's I don't know. There's something about her.
All right, you dig it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I do.
All right, so David Blaine, Kanye West, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift. I would take her in a heartbeat. I think she's kind of cool. I'm not a fan of her music, but she seems like she's kind of got it together.
I'm going to tell you something. I've become a bit of a Taylor Swift fan. Nothing to do with okay. her music. Like, she's kind of had this, like...
She's grown up.
She's grown up in the spotlight.
Sure.
I can't imagine. She is impossibly under the microscope mm-hmm. all the time.
All the time.
And I kind of like some of the fights she's fighting for herself. I don't know.
She started to speak out a little bit on some things, and I've given her some props for some of the public statements she's made politically. And
well, and a lot of like her fighting for music, like she's right. she's learning what her voice means uh-huh. to people. And
she's becoming a woman, I think, with her own voice.
And I have no stake in this, but like the artist rights thing and going up against some pretty powerful people and some pretty powerful peers. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading both sides too, because I don't know enough about her to know if I trust her or not. But
right.
like, I'm trusting her more the more I read about this. And I like where she's heading. I do as a person.
So this house has some promise for you, actually. And then Oprah.
I'm in.
Got to have Oprah around.
This house is on my list.
Like I would – Oprah almost is all I would need because I think that would be such an interesting house.
And I think she could like wax on, wax off Kanye and like push him.
Oh,
like,
that's a good
thought. She doesn't have to sit there and listen to Kanye.
Because he would even be like, you know, Queen Oprah.
No, he would probably try to overwhelm her. But Oprah has skills.
Sure.
Like Oprah.
She did
Oprah,
not get what she where she was by
exactly,
being walked
by,
upon
by
a Kanye.
Yes, by letting people like Kanye run her over. So I feel like if
agreed.
I just hung in Oprah's like general vicinity,
sure.
I could get away from Kanye as needed.
Right.
She would teach me the skills to manage myself.
And then you got Billie Eilish singing you some songs.
Yeah.
You got Taylor Swift
cool
kind of
cool
like
kid.
You could talk about your product. She'd probably love them. And
sure.
then you got David Blaine popping in every one, now and then
with
and pulling
like a sleight of hand.
Yeah, pulling a card from behind your ear.
Yeah. But he's like way cooler than that. He did cooler magic.
He
right?
levitates into the room.
Didn't he make like a building disappear or some shit?
No, that was the old stuff that was like what's his face Copperfield
David Blaine,
he used to do their great street magic, which is his best stuff.
What would street magic entail?
Walking around on like the streets of New York or Chicago and doing like
pulling a quarter out of people's ear.
No, doing like really good card tricks.
All right,
basically
I like David. This is a good house
with
for
like
me.
Street folks.
Yeah, I feel like this house has a lot of promise. I can
it
learn
does.
Some stuff.
All right, house number four.
I do a lot of listening in this house, I feel like.
Well, yeah, Oprah.
In house number three.
There's a lot of talkers. Billie Eilish, she'd be quiet.
And music. No, and music. Like, there's a lot. There's
and,
a
you
lot
know, I'm going to go ahead and throw in, I'm going to assume that people like Billie Eilish can have her guitar and keyboard, or Taylor Swift can have her
I
guitar.
Think her brother plays all the instruments. Does he get to come?
Well, she has his tracks.
It's fine. She's cool.
All right, house number four. Those are the first three. We'll go back over all these.
Yeah.
Number one, to me, this was a little bit of a... I don't know thing, which is, are you yawning on the
no,
goddamn mic?
No.
Meghan Markle.
I have a lot of interest in Meghan Markle. So she.
Yeah. I'd like to see what makes her tick.
Yeah.
For sure.
We're pretty heavy Royals fans.
Yeah. Big Royals.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm very interested in this new dynamic. Like if I could like, if Meghan Markle could be real with me, I have a lot of questions.
Okay. Number two.
And I would not share it, Meghan Markle. I don't need to make people.com.
Yeah, I'm sure she's listening. No, but you would be all over that shit.
Yeah.
Number two, this is someone I had to look up. I don't know who this is. Demi Lovato.
I know who she is.
What is she? Is she a singer?
She's a pop singer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, young. Is she the one who just had the big overdose?
Oh, geez, I hope not.
I think she was.
Oh, really?
She may be bipolar and have had the overdose. This is my people.com knowledge will probably send me through this hole. If it's who I think it was, I might be. She's had a troubled past, but she's trying to work through it.
Okay. The only thing about this house is it makes me wonder about, like, musician or other talents coming in. Like, what do they offer a house?
Sure.
So Meghan Markle, Demi Lovato. Number three, Tina Fey.
I mean, yes.
Hardcore.
Like, 100%.
Number five. Number four. The Clunes.
Clooney?
Yeah.
Really?
You know that sealed it for me.
Oh my God.
I would just be like, shoeshine, Mr. Clooney.
This is a super appealing house for me. Yeah.
Can I get you another beer, Mr. Clooney?
Yeah. May I have some of your Gio Clooney tequila, Mr. Clooney?
Well, let's assume that he can bring a lot of that.
Casamigos. Yeah. Are we in Casamigos?
Sure. No, you're at his place on like Cuomo in Italy. Although that's a bad place to be right now.
Well, no, it's not actually. They're, I think, better off than we are.
And then finally, Dave Chappelle, who I would be. This was my other house. I'll go ahead and say two and four were my house. But now that I'm looking. Well, I'm going to give my final verdict at the end.
Four appeals.
But this is a very strong house.
Four is a hugely strong house. I don't have any.
Tina Fey and Dave Chappelle together.
I have zero outright objections.
Clooney bringing the gravitas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Demi Lovato, but how bad could she be to ruin the rest of those people? God.
I think that's what she does. I don't really know.
A lot of runs.
Yeah, there are runs.
All right, house number five. We got two more houses. We've got J-Lo.
I love me some J-Lo, unabashedly.
I do too.
Yeah.
LeBron, you hometown. Know I would be all over that. Your hometown guy.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay. So
shut it down. That's
good food.
Good food, but he's also always shutting shit down.
Yeah, Hell's Kitchen was dumb, but he's a good guy, I think, in real life.
There have been no chefs in this.
Gordon Ramsay,
like, you know,
that would be
in
fucking
quarantine,
sweet.
I want to eat, like, I would like to eat well.
Post Malone, who I don't know, but he's a rapper.
All right, I'm going to have to look Post Malone up.
And I think we're going to seal it for you on the last one, though, for sure. So look up Post Malone. Emily's typing. She's typing. She's looking. Is he white rapper?
He is a white rapper with a lot of shit on his face.
Oh, he's face tattooed guy, right?
I'm not liking the looks of him. There's a lot of, like, weird shit going on.
Well,
here.
Who knows? We know nothing about the guy. But you got J-Lo, you got LeBron, you got Gordon Ramsay, you got Post Malone.
There's
and then,
some of these where he looks like a comedian with a bunch of shit on his face. So I'm not really buying him as a rapper, but let's keep going.
And finally, this is a bit of a wild card for this house with Jennifer Lopez, LeBron, Gordon Ramsay, Post Malone, Jennifer Aniston. Love Jen.
Love Jen.
I mean, Jen and I dated for a little while.
Of course. So, no, do people know that? Have you shared that?
Nah, not so much. It was short-lived, but I would love to see her again.
Guys, here you know. And, you know, she loves to stay friends with her exes, so it's weird that she and Chuck have not been
well,
in touch.
You know.
Yeah.
It was pretty devastating for her.
Yeah. I've seen journal entries.
So I'm not into this house. I love J-Lo. I love LeBron. I love Jen. Gordon Ramsay would be great. Post Malone, But there's something about a collective, it doesn't feel like it works.
I completely agree with you.
It's weird.
This collective doesn't have enough
The Gordon
depth.
Ramsay thing throws it into a different category because, like, I don't see he and LeBron and J-Lo, like, hanging out. Because it's an overall vibe thing, too, because there's dinners together.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to take it as a whole as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's something about number five that just doesn't jibe,
it's
even though I like a lot of those people.
I like a lot of those people, but I completely agree with you.
All right.
It's falling
We're
fairly
on the same
flat.
Board. House number six, last house. You've got Bey.
Beyonce?
Mm-hmm.
You know I love some Bey.
So you've got good music. She seems like a just really kind of great person to hang out with.
Yeah.
Number two, you have Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
Funny, and fun.
This is like a hot house right now.
Yeah, hot yeah. house. And I bet she would be a lot of fun at
oh
dinner
my God.
And like
she
hanging
would,
out.
Like when everyone yeah. got blue about being stuck together, yeah. she'd be fun.
Totally. Number three, ladies, you get a little hunk walking through the door in Chris Hemsworth. And I'm down with that because Chris Hemsworth is great and funny and awesome.
I don't really know enough about him.
He's
but, okay.
more than beefcake. He's funny. He's funny as shit as Thor because you haven't seen some of that stuff.
Right.
And was really funny in the Ghostbusters reboot with Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy.
You saw that?
Oh, yeah.
How did you see that without me?
How do you think? I snuck.
Oh, it's fucked. We're going to talk about this
later. He was really, really funny.
He tells, and he did not tell me he saw this.
Number four in this house is Emma Watson.
Okay. I like her. She's a bit serious, but.
We both like her.
Yeah.
She's the one from Bling Ring, right?
Yeah.
The Harry Potter lady?
Yeah.
All right. This is where it gets a little weird, because you've got Bay, you've got Ellen. Hemsworth seems like a lot of fun. Emma Watson, he's the only man. And then Brittany walks in the door.
Spears?
Is there any other?
Oh, dear.
Right.
Brett.
That really throws
poor sweet Brett.
A total wild card into this otherwise pretty cool house.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Was she it?
That's it. So, house number one, Bieber, Farrell, Jenner, Dr. Phil, Mindy Kaling.
No.
1,000% no for me as well.
No.
House number two, Reese, Lin-Manuel, Miley, Quentin Tarantino, and Chrissy Teigen.
No.
Okay.
There's some painful no's in there, but no.
Well, you really hate to miss Reese, but she's really the only one that you super love.
Yeah.
So it's sort of okay.
Yeah.
And you love her, and I think Miley cancels out Reese.
Yeah. Like 200% to 100%.
House number three. And I'm kind of rethinking things now. David Blaine, Kanye, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, and Oprah.
Okay. That's a heavy contender, but I forget. You have to remind me of the four.
I'm leaning back in at three. I never considered three, but now I'm thinking of three musicians in the same house could get really interesting.
Yeah.
And then you got Oprah and you got Blaine that's like, here, pull the scarf.
And certainly,
and keep
of
pulling
all
the scarf.
Of these five people, someone can cook.
Oprah's probably had someone cooking for her for a long time, but I bet she could make a thing or two.
Why is Pamela Adlon not in one of these?
Well, we'll just invite her to live with us. All right, house number four. I think I know your house. Meghan Markle, Demi Lovato, Tina Fey, George Clooney, and Dave Chappelle. Two men, three women, including a royal.
She's barely a royal, but...
Oh, why do you want to start out your roommateship like that?
She just renounced her royalness.
Well, that's true. House number five, J-Lo, LeBron, Gordon, Post Malone, and Jen Aniston. Just a weird house.
Yeah.
And then
there's
finally.
A weird vibe in that house.
Beyonce, Ellen, Hemsworth, Emma Watson, and Britney Spears. I think I know where you're headed.
I'm between three and four.
I was two and four.
Who was two?
Because Reese, Lin-Manuel, Miley, whom I don't mind.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen seems fun. And she'd probably get drunk with me.
Yeah.
And QT.
Yeah, sure. It's funny.
And this is assuming Quentin Tarantino brings a pillowcase full of cocaine.
Because everybody wants to be stuck in a house with annoying people doing cocaine.
Kill me.
Yeah. Here's a big question. Are Chuck and Emily going to live together?
No. This
is
your own
quarantine.
This is your own house. Yeah. Like you can't bring a pal.
Well, no, but we're picking if we pick the same
house. Oh, you just mean sure.
But I don't think we are.
Well, I think in the end, the house I'm going to have to go to is... Fuck, there's no musicians in house four. Maybe I could be the musician.
Ooh.
All right, I'm going house four. I can't pass
with
up
Clooney? You have to hang out.
Chappelle,
Clooney.
Clooney, and Tina Fey. I can't pass that up. Oh, no, wait. I said there were no musicians. Demi Lovato. That's so shitty.
She could learn you some...
Some runs. Yeah. I could leave and I could just kill the Star Spangled Banner like more than anyone else.
Oh, same.
All right. All right. What do you think?
Who was three?
I think it's down to three and four for you. So,
yeah. Who's three?
Again, Blaine, Kanye, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, and Oprah.
Give me four again.
One man. Oh, I'm sorry. Two men. And Meghan Markle, Demi Lovato, Tina Fey, Clooney, and Chappelle.
Shit, man. Can they live next door to each other and just pop back and forth because we're all safe?
Well, I mean, if you want to cop out.
I think I got to go with Oprah.
All right. Yeah. David Blaine, Kanye West, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, and Oprah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid house.
Yeah. And
I think Kanye would bring it down a notch. He might have nights where you'd have to kind of wrangle him.
Sure.
But I think he would take it down a notch and not be the worst.
Huh.
Blaine would be fun. Billie Eilish is cool. Taylor Swift is pretty cool. Oprah is the sage.
Give me four again. I might be changing my mind.
I do like how serious you're going here. Meghan Markle. All the royals questions.
Yeah.
Babe, you could ask about all
You know what?
The shit.
I think I just changed my mind. I think I have to go four. Because here's what I have to contend with is myself in this quarantine.
All right. Fair enough.
What do I need? I don't need an intense Kanye, a very young girl.
Well, that is a very good point.
So, like, these people might entertain me for a minute, but, like, who could I hang out with and not need to manage in some degree? And I think House 4.
I think Clooney is almost like having the goddamn president.
Pretty much. Clooney's going to keep it calm.
But a good one.
No matter what. Clooney doesn't freak out.
Clooney doesn't have a bad time.
Yeah. Clooney, like,
he doesn't suffer fools. Yes. He will keep it all on the level. So will Tina Fey, I think.
I think even if Clooney had COVID, he'd probably still be managing everybody and, like, keeping them calm. You know what I mean? He'd like, I'm just going to isolate. It's cool.
He would have a mask that is an exact replica of his face just so he could still look like George
calming,
Clooney.
Because he's very calming. And he makes good tequila. I think I'm going House 4.
I think I will join you there.
Yeah.
See, now we get to live together.
Oh my God.
Dave Chappelle would be so much fun.
Considering you.
Tina Fey is a pure delight.
Delight.
We just have to work on Demi Lovato, play her some Joni Mitchell and stuff.
She's fine.
And
yeah,
maybe she is. Maybe she's great.
If it's who I'm thinking of, she dated, who's the guy from That 70s Show?
Topher Grace?
No.
Danny Masterson?
No.
Fez?
Yes. That guy.
Oh, what was his name? Yeah. She dated Fez?
Yeah. Like, pretty seriously.
Okay.
If it's the person
He seems all right.
Like, she had, like,
Vilmer Valderrama.
Vilmer Valderrama.
Yeah.
She had a bad overdose, and he kind of, like, came and showed up for her.
Wow.
And, like, helped her. And, yeah, like, she was, like, on the brink of death for a while. Am I right about this?
Go, Fez, go.
I know. Like, he's a super decent human being, and she's young, and hold on. I'm so sorry if...
No, that's all right. This is just a little.
It may not be
special
her.
Anyway.
Yes, it is her.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah, yeah. She's a young person who has had, like, some pretty substantial struggles, and, you know, like, she's dealing with her shit. And I will just say, any super young person in the spotlight, I can't imagine how they all don't have
absolutely
a lot to deal with.
And how mad is Demi Moore? I just typed in Demi and Lovato came up before her. That is such a just slap in the face.
Well, she's more newsworthy again because of overdose.
Oh, there's Miley and Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Yeah, she's of that crowd.
Sure.
She's, you know, she's like 20.
Oh, she seems fine.
Something.
Bring her in. Let's do it. Let's do House 4.
Yeah, she's, like, got a lot going on. I think she might be bipolar, actually, and is a strong mental health advocate, which,
you know, that's great.
I can always get behind. Absolutely. Anyone who's, you know, doing the work to not be stigmatized.
Trying to live their best life.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'll meet you in House 4, my dear.
House
That'll
4.
Be great. I will never see you because I'll be following George Clooney around like a little puppy dog.
He's gonna be like, get your husband out of my ass.
And
please.
I'll be like bowing at the feet of Tina Fey.
Yeah.
And I'll just be kind of working for them.
Who is number one in that?
Are you asking again?
Yeah. I have like so little recall. I have zero recall.
Meghan Markle, you got your royal.
Right. I'll just be chatting with her.
Yeah.
She needs some support right now. Girl's had like a rough couple of years.
Aaron, you get all the questions, babe.
I don't really even have that many questions.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You're not going to ask a single goddamn question
about
Elizabeth.
Well, no, I have a few questions. The queen?
Yeah.
Well, we know everything we need to know about
Elizabeth. No. We're obsessed with her. I want to know that
in Will Yum.
Well, I see that a little bit.
Yeah, because no one knows shit about them. They're very,
What if you were like, what about Charles? And she was like, eh.
He's vanilla, which we all feel about Charles anyways.
Yeah.
He's fine.
And, and Clooney would laugh and pour another round of his tequila shots, and it would be all
great.
Which
I called Geo Clooney.
Geo Clooney. All right. Well, I say we keep it shortish and sweet, babe. That is great. House number 4 for both of us.
Yeah, I'm in.
House number 3, strong second place, I think. Sorry.
House number 1 should burn in the ocean. Mindy Kaling, save yourself.
I definitely think house number 1 is the worst house by far. Bieber, Kylie Jenner. I mean, Dr. Phil, fucking, I don't care if it was 4 great people in him.
Yeah.
If I heard that voice coming through the house talking about how we all need to stay together, I would murder him. Well, if that's an option, if slitting his throat on the first night is an option, then
you're
I would
stuck with a dead, rotting body. I think that's ill-advised.
And Justin Bieber.
And Justin Bieber.
I'd be stuck with 2 dead, rotting bodies. Yeah. Oh, God. So mean.
That went over my head.
Good.
Because he's, like, dead. He's canceled.
Maybe.
No. We're gonna have to like sort that out.
All right. Well, thank you, my love. That was so much fun. Maybe we should do some more of these just little dumb one-offs.
Sure.
Thank you.
Dumb one-off
again to Joe Kimber for posting that.
That was fun, Joe Kimber.
On the Movie Crushers
page.
It's great. I don't know if Joe invented that, but it's pretty great, regardless of who invented
it. It's super great because it really makes you. But why was
cats outside our door meowing?
Is that what that was? It
yes.
totally distracted me. Uh-huh. Are you kidding me? They're meowing
for attention.
No,
I guarantee you there's at least 1 dog and 2 cats.
They're little bastards. Jennifer Garner. She seemed important enough.
Oh, you want her in one of these house choices?
Yes.
Well, here's what maybe I'll do. All right, let's do this. We'll do a part 2 where I will construct houses to confound you and frustrate you.
You know Tom Cruise is going to be in like 2 of the houses, people.
With the person you fucking love more than anyone.
Oh,
so,
that sucks.
Yes. All right. That's what we'll do.
Joe
I'm
Kimber,
glad you thought
of
it.
Will you come up with some houses? Because I don't want my husband to be in charge of this.
No, no, no. This
like
is great.
Unfair,
I'll come
no,
up
I want Joe Kimber to come up with round 2.
I'll come up with
Joe Kimber, you're being called on. It's important.
I'll come up with another game. We'll do this again.
Nobody likes
We'll do
those.
This like once a week.
No.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.